Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the very first two Mishnahs, Mesechta Arachin, the brand new Mesechta, and just like we're starting this Mesechta together, we should be able to finish it together, and of course, all of Shisha Siddur Mishnah together. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shisha was able to find receiving a hagon B'karuv Mamesh. Now if someone wants to donate money to the Beis HaMikdash, that's wonderful, just drop it in the nearest Pushka or swipe the credit card. Now sometimes, he wants to make sure that he's going to actually give what he wants, so he makes a neder, Harei Olai X amount of money, I take upon myself to give this amount of money, or Harei Olai the value of a particular object, and then he has to give its value to the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, one can donate the value of a person, so he could say, Demei so-and-so alai. I'm going to give the value of that person, and then we evaluate how much he would be sold on the slave market for, and that's his value. Now, this Mesechta, at least for the first five prakim, discusses something very similar, and that's his word arachin, which literally translated means values. So if Reuven says, Erech Shimon alai, he has to give Shimon's Erech to the Beis HaMikdash. However, a person's Erech is not their value they would be sold on the slave market for. It's actually first to a set value stated clearly in the Torah. So first of all, this depends on a person's gender. The erech of a male is higher than that of a female, and it also depends on their age. And the age groups are as follows, from a month to 5 years old, from 5 to 20, 20 to 60, and above 60. Now, another key difference between arachin and other monetary nedarim is if a person can't afford it. If, let's say, Reuven says, I'm going to pay Shimon's value, and he doesn't have enough money, tough luck. He has to pay what he has, and then he owes the rest. Whereas with arachin, if he can't afford it, he pays what he could afford, and that's it. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Hakol ma'arichin. Anyone can make a neder of an erech, vin erachin, and they can also be the subject of an erech neder. So, for example, Reuven himself could say, I take upon myself erech of so-and-so, or erech of myself. And erachin means that Shimon can say about Reuven, I'm going to give Reuven's erech. That's ma'arichin vin erachin. Similarly, noidrin v'nidarin. Everyone can make a neder that he's going to pay the value of somebody else, and he can also be the subject of a neder. And this is also Kehanim Levim Yisraelim and Nashim Vavadim. They're all including these four things we just mentioned. However, Tumtum Vandragonus. A Tumtum is somebody who has a piece of skin covering their private area, so we don't know if they're male or female. And an Andragonus is someone who has both genitals, male and female. So as well, we don't know if they're male or female. Neidrin Venidarin, Umarichin. They can make a neder of paying somebody else's value. They can also be the subject of a neder because they do have a value on the slave market. And they also could be Marich. They can make an Erech neder regarding somebody else's erech, avaloyne erachin. They cannot be the subject of an erech neder. She'ein an erech el zachar vadu nekeva vadayis, because the only one that can be the subject of a neder arachin is somebody who's for sure male or female, and a tumtum androgynous is not for sure either one of those. Furthermore, cher shayte v'katon, somebody who's deaf mute, or he's considered shayte, he doesn't have his full faculties, or he's a katon, nidarin vin erachin, they can be the subject of a neder or of an erech, avaloyne noidun v'loy marichin, they themselves can't make this neder or erech, mnei she'ein ben das. They don't have official halachic das. And lastly, pachs ben chodesh, if somebody's younger than a month old, nidar avoloi nerach. They can be the subject of a neder because they do have value on the slave market, but they cannot be the subject of a neder erech because, as we said in the introduction, arachin in the Torah starts from a month old. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, hanachri, a non-Jew, Remeir says, ne'erach avoloi ma'arech. He can be the subject of an erech, but he himself cannot make a neder erech, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says the other way around, ma'arech. He could make an erech neder and he would have to pay it. Avoloi nerach, but he cannot be the subject of another erech because he's not a yid. Now, Zev Zamoidim, both these Tanoim agree, Shenoidrin Vinidarin, that they could make a neder and be the subject of a neder because this just has to do with a person's monetary value on the slave market, which of course even a non Jew has. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Rosh Mishnah, Gimel, and Dalet, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.